fact, I rely on McDonald to do that in that area. I mean, he goes there every time there's a storm. That's why we're getting so much information. But Sam's suggestion, you can devise ways of doing it regardless of whether there's just been a storm. We can go ahead and take samples all the way through it. So actually, you could design the research with the sampling mode that you want to get whatever types of information. I think something we might want to pursue.
And it doesn't take anybody, doesn't take their labels, a great deal of knowledge to be able to get out there and do it.
Stuff's unstratified anyway. So it's not in any original position, so all you're
doing is getting the sample of stuff that you're picking up out of it. Yeah, but in that sense, it will give us some knowledge of what's out there, and that's as important as it is.
And we'd be talking about how many people.
Well, it depends on how big an area you want to do and how long the job.
A team of four people could work for a week out there in pretty weather and a nice, beautiful August frying pan week, and I'd love it.
I think, I'd follow
it. I got a little boat, I got all the equipment.
I was trying to remember. I thought.
Now, you remember we had some tanks coming in.
You got that?
Yeah, I got that.
Charles,
not only that, he's on video.
We got it.
Did you take this back in? Okay. Actually, I was trying to remember. I think a crew of three did those 30 tests in one day, if I'm not mistaken, working an 8-to-5 day. So, and of course, those were, again, quick little samples just to get some idea.
Throw a hookah rig on the boat, put a couple of people on the bottom of your little. We could even have the trials. We use those same kind of things on Continental Shelf. Staying with stuff right out of there.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that this is secondary. Archaeology is the history of the lost colonies on the land, not in the water.
We know that Bob Dolan has had some done. We know that you've had some done. We know that you have some done. And I think that Sam's point is a very valid point. Where do we come together to bring all of this?
Well, this is the first step to get an inventory of what each source has.
Right. And one of the things that you'll find in the packets is that we pull together a graph of the opposite of what we view existence. And we're asking all of those participants here today who know of additional information to let us know about that so we can come up with a plan.
Wouldn't that same approach apply to cartography?
Yes.
An inventory of each.
In fact, David, you remember one of the goals of the research office, you know, this thing we put together for the broader good, is a working bibliography of all studies applying to this whole, the Roanoke colony study, one of which should certainly be a comprehensive bibliography set aside by categories, and that would include things like list of radiocarbon dates. It's a broad continuing project, and cartography, list of maps, that kind of thing. In fact, ultimately, we've not talked about this, but I can foresee putting together these sectional disciplinary bibliographies, like the list of maps, having a geographer write an introduction to it or something like that, and putting it out as a small publication so that it would be available to people.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something that we, that is in the longer view.
And this is all part of that research office that we are sending. We're breaking new ground as we go along here. That's why much of the information from this conference is probably going on our next year. And very far it's international. And we're sending it to anyone who has any interest. And we have coming on Ellen List.
At this point, I think we're at about 75 to 100 for mailing. Along those lines, though, with people who may be doing work that doesn't traditionally fall within the bounds that we would think of as Lost Colonies, as Roanoke Colonies research, but doing geological work, doing geographic work that seems a bit ancillary, but is still of interest to us to bring this all together in this way. There is a sheet up front that if you know people that we ought to add to that list that may have materials that we'd be interested in seeing, that they'd be interested in that, please give me those names, put the names on that list in that way, because it is in this kind of unusual way of looking at things that we don't often think of together, the geography, the geology, along with the archaeology, where we haven't been communicating that these ideas are coming forward in that way. And I think it is that interdisciplinary nature of the office is as important as anything else that we've been able to do.
Let me reiterate what Phoebe said about the draft bibliography that you have in your package. It is truly just beginning working bibliography, and we appreciate your adding what you know to it and sending it back to us so we can go ahead with a larger master bibliography. Is there anything else anyone would like to contribute, add, state? Are we through?
Very quickly summarize where we've been. We had invited all of you because you were possessed of some expertise in the problems of either cultural or natural erosion on the north end of the island. The whole idea of this conference was to begin to understand the interrelationship, the interactions between the cultural remains and the natural environment. The fact that we were losing it at such a rapid rate and where we might go to begin to design research to save it are strategies for greater interdisciplinary cooperation. In the beginning, I wrote four goals for this conference. Let me very quickly remind you what they were, to assemble, assess, and synthesize currently available studies and information, to plan some means of monitoring and measuring shoreline change, to suggest interaction and interaction of future research and design that research and provide some continuity which we've never had, and four, to establish a continuing network of scholars to share information and reactions. I think we have essentially begun to accomplish those goals.
Stan's presentation on the geology is an update of things he's been doing for years, and I think it really opened our eyes in the sense of understanding the erosion and the whole set of geological formation and erosion processes, not only with respect to Roanoke Island, but the entire estuarine system, at least the northern estuarine system. And some of the points that he's made are certainly pertinent for understanding where we need to go next to begin to understand the variations in the pattern. Bob Dolan shared, of course, his long-term expertise and particularly with respect to the north end of the island and comments. I think the idea of researchers having looked at the area through time and understanding the sets of microbe changes that have gone on have been extremely helpful to us. My summary of the archaeological information was simply to let you know where we are now in terms of the thinking of what was here at one time, not necessarily with respect to the fort, but with respect to the whole sets of things along the shoreline. If there has been any area under work, it has been, as Noel recognizes, the archaeological aspect. There's simply been very little continuity with that, and very little until his work, intensity of research to solve some problems. And then Nick's mapping work will eventually give us a better understanding of the changes through time, and we can certainly benefit from that. I think we ended up this by, or we shall end this by concluding some research directions, the first of which would be, and I'm going to try to write these down as we go, what Stan suggested was to sit down at a table among us and plot out what has happened with the maps and the shoreline erosion, to produce cartographic bibliography, and of course we expect the bibliography of information from all of you all. And what we will do with the video and hopefully the audio taping of this is to put together all of these proceedings and send it around to you for your comments and ultimately edit it and put it together for your for the newsletter. But I think this might kill Tom's mailing budget if we put all this in the newsletter, but a special mailing to the scholars as well as a summary in the newsletter. I think we've explored some means of doing interdisciplinary research that may come to fruition very shortly here, and I think that we will plan for a next one of these with that in mind. Are there any comments that you would like to add to these? Noel, do you have any thoughts?
Could I say one thing?
Sure.
Thing that we have come to. Certainly nobody has heard of it. The primary emphasis would be on archaeological research on the ground here in the vicinity of Fort Rome.
Isn't that what we're doing?
And I see.
Well, not just better.
Yes, but I think when we say on the ground, we're also talking about doing this. I think that's probably going to remain unquestionably with the office.
Yeah, that's already a goal of the office. There's no doubt about that. I think this addresses putting together knowledge we've never put together before from a number of disciplines, and there are things archaeological that need to be done besides just that, the fort, for Native American purposes. I'm not sure that just doing it at the fort will answer any of the problems we need to know about Roanoke Island before the colony, which we do need to know.
The spread of the erosion is 10 feet below.
Yeah.
At least 10 feet down from the shore or something is better than something to it.
Yes. Are we going to be completely gone?
Yeah.
Would it be fair to ask give us some insight as to maybe where we stand with any with the future archaeological work on the land, or is it too soon for us to ask that question?
Let's ask it up.
Well, there's a will. Point, and here's our, yet another reason to get to focus on, and the way it's being explored, we spent $160,000 on this, that's a good point, every penny of which had to be raised out of interesting people's arms.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more than that to finish the job.
As I recall, where was it when we decided it could be done in phases, maybe 5 years?
That's what Noel suggested spring, as I remember, over a period of, 5 years?
I think that you need to move in units. That's not opening up huge areas that you can't handle. This is a tribal ground. The kind of way we deal with it, but I think if one would take a 5-year master plan for working, in the direction of the dunes rather than attacking the new dunes, you know that it's a matter. I think in the first 5 seasons, the people would be raised, the difference would be increased the amount of delay. But it needs a master plan, and it needs to really come out of here and say, yes, that is what we want to do.
And 2 or 3 weeks of field work.
A month or so of field work, yes. Yeah.
At the present time, and we're looking at, I guess, the next phase with the way to move. And in the meantime, we to maybe develop something of a smaller scale, then work that area along the shoreline. Perhaps that may give you some information of help. We did get it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and he has all he
needs. All he needs is an archaeologist to
do. All he needs is some bats. Some strong bats, right? And we can get those.
Anything? Well, let me thank you all for coming. We have enjoyed it very much, and we look forward to many more of these.